Welcome to Hillhurst United Church, the podcast. We're really glad you're here. Whoever you are, wherever you're at, join us on the journey.
Last week, John said that he was going to give a short sermon. You haven't seen anything yet. Strap in. Because if I give a long sermon, we're going to run right into the next service. I grew up in the 60s and 70s, and at the time I was growing up, things were only one way or the other. There were men and there were women, but we knew there were gay men and there were lesbian women. That was okay, but there wasn't anything in between. There was right and there was wrong, and there was black and there was white. And, you know, we knew there were people that built their house on the sand and people who built their house on the rock and people who bore good fruit and people who didn't. Well, guess which camp I was in? I was a cradle Christian, and I went to Christian school all the way through university. And at the time, you know, the 70s, you may remember this book. There was a book, it was entitled, I'm Okay, You're Okay. Remember that book? I kind of liked that book, except I knew that I was okay. I just thought that you were not so hot. Because the way that I was raised with those complete dichotomies, right? And I believe that the sin of the Christian church, the major sin of the Christian church, is that we have through the centuries idolized the word of God instead of idolizing God. Luther said, because I'm a Lutheran, oh, Nancy, you took the Bible back. I'll use this one. Luther said, can you just hold that up about like this, but hold it like this. Luther said the Bible is the cradle, just like this, like it's a manger. Hold it like it's a manger. The Bible is the cradle that holds the Christ child. And in talking with our staff, we were having a conversation about what's the Bible. And there was such great conversation about that. This is the word that points us to God. The sage sees God, but the fool only sees the words. Thanks, Sandra. The Bible is a mirror in which we can see ourselves. It is a pathway in which we can find God. But there have been moments in my life, I have to confess, that are really painful when it was revealed to me that I hadn't built my house on rock at all, but upon sand. That's such a humiliating experience. I like the laughter. Has anyone else had that experience? Just raise your hand. Like, you thought you were doing the right thing. Right? Well, here's a newsflash. We all think we're doing the right thing all the time. We don't intentionally live our lives doing the wrong thing, hoping it's going to work out. And one of my favorite verses is from Paul, who says, now we see, and it's like we see in a mirror dimly, but then when we actually meet God, we'll see face to face. And these dichotomies will all fall away. It seems to me that spiritual work is about realizing that there aren't poles, actually. There's a continuum, and we all live on it. I never heard of gender fluidity until like 25 years ago. And I'm 60, right? So I've lived most of my life in dichotomies. But my favorite thing that happened to me recently is that my sister's eldest kid posted on Facebook and posted a picture of themselves from each year of their life. And they're now like 33 or 34, right? So all the way, you know, baby to 34. And under it was the caption, this is like, you know, I like the thing that got you, this is the thing that gets me. We were designed to change. We were designed to change. And it seems also to me that the call of spirituality is to look at the fruit we're producing with our own lives, to pay attention to who suffers because of the beliefs we hold, and to continually examine that foundation that's underneath it. Is it the word of God or is it God? Luther also said the problem with us is we don't want to let God be God. We want to be God ourselves. We want to live in the house that we built on sand rather than have that foundation ruptured and meet the true God, who's the God of us all. So I was listening this morning, and in the first hymn, not by your hand will our world order change, but by your people, who are small paper lanterns lighting the way. And as we sung that, I said, yeah, and I've gone up in flames many times. I've gone up in flames many times. I'm happy to say that this life is so gracious and our God is so gracious. It's okay to have your foundation shaken, to examine what's underneath there and what you've built your house on. It's okay to look at the fruit that you're producing and decide, you know, this isn't so good. Maybe I need to listen to somebody else. Because our God calls us to be our best self. And that's what the soul work is that we're doing here. The call to be the best of who God calls us to be. To accept that we are accepted. And so is everyone else. I'm okay. And guess what? You're okay too. And thanks be to our God.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Hillhurst United Church, the podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode and are thinking about someone who might enjoy it too, we invite you to send it their way and help the podcast grow. We're really glad you're here, and we'd love to know what you thought about today's sermon. Leave us a review in iTunes or send us an email at communications@hillhurstunited.com. We'd love to hear from you.